Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. For the weekend update, the lead story is about Chinese AI models making inroads in the United States. The Associated Press reports that a growing number of American developers and companies are switching to models from Chinese startups like Moonshot, Z.AI, and DeepSeek.
The appeal is cost. These models are often much cheaper than frontier models from OpenAI or Anthropic, and for many routine tasks, users find them good enough. Mozilla's chief technology officer switched to Moonshot's Kimi K3 for day-to-day work, saying it felt snappier than more expensive options. The report notes this trend is happening despite ongoing U.S. government restrictions on Chinese tech. One number to know today. 3 days to 30 minutes. That's the time reduction NTT Data Group reported for a complex incident analysis after using OpenAI's Codex. A task that previously took 5 engineers 3 days was completed by the AI agent in half an hour.
Next, a developer report about Claude Code. A GitHub issue details that newer versions of the Claude Code binary contain a hard-coded instruction telling the Opus 5 model not to use subagents unless the user explicitly requests it.
The report says this can affect workflows designed around agent delegation. Some users on the thread say it explains why their Opus 5 sessions have been getting much longer. The thread includes speculation that this might be a cost-saving measure, since subagents consume more compute, but Anthropic hasn't officially commented. One user noted their session hit 700,000 tokens on a task where a previous model would have used subagents and stayed under 300,000.
In regulatory news, the New York Times reports that OpenAI and Anthropic have been quietly lobbying Washington to restrict open-source AI models. This comes as their leaders publicly express support for open-source development.
The report says the lobbying efforts focus on cybersecurity concerns, arguing that powerful open models could be weaponized. One source cited in the piece said the companies are pushing for rules that would require developers of the most powerful models to get government approval before releasing them. The article notes the lobbying has been happening for months, according to people familiar with the discussions.
On the security front, the Dakota reports that Anthropic's Opus 5, when combined with its auto mode, achieved a 0% prompt injection success rate across 129 test scenarios for browser-based agents. Without those extra layers, the rate was 3.7%.
The article says if these numbers hold up in practice, Anthropic may have cracked one of the biggest security problems facing AI agents that operate in browsers. The test involves scenarios where a malicious website tries to inject instructions to override the agent's original task.
And from the Decoder, a note on agent efficiency. Cursor tested an upgraded agent swarm that separates planning from execution. In a test to rebuild SQLite in Rust using only documentation, every configuration of the new system eventually scored 100%, while the old swarm struggled with internal merge conflicts.
The new system has a central planner that creates a task list, then hands tasks to worker agents. That separation worked better than the old design, which had all agents talking to each other. The test required the swarm to work without internet access or source code, relying solely on the SQLite documentation.
One thing to try? Inspired by a Reddit post from someone who said they stopped chasing new models. They realized they were spending more time testing every new AI release than actually building things.
Their practical shift was simple. Stop asking, what should I automate? And start asking, what am I doing manually every single day? Identifying those repetitive, real tasks in your own workflow is often a better starting point for building useful agents than forcing AI into a theoretical idea. The takeaway is to look for the friction you already feel, not the automation you think you should build.
That's Compact Conversations for Sunday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.